The Ghost Soldiers. I was shot twice. The first time out by Tri Bin. It knocked me against the pagoda wall and I bounced and spun around and ended up on Rat Kiley's lap. A lucky thing, because Rat was the medic. He tied on a compress and told me to ease back. Then he ran off toward the fighting. For a long time I lay there, all alone, listening to the battle, thinking, I've been shot, I've been shot. All those Gene Autry movies I'd seen as a kid. In fact, I almost smiled, except then I started to think I might die. It was the fear, mostly, but I felt wobbly, and then I had a sinking sensation, ears all plugged up, as if I'd gone deep underwater. Thank God for Rat Kiley. Every so often, maybe four times altogether, he trotted back to check me out, which took courage. It was a wild fight. Guys running and laying down fire and regrouping and running again. Lots of noise. But Rat Kiley took the risks. Easy does it, he told me. Just a side wound. No problem unless you're pregnant. He ripped off the compress, applied a fresh one, and told me to clamp it in place with my fingers. Press hard, he said. Don't worry about the baby. Then he took off. It was almost dark when the fighting ended, and the chopper came to take me and two dead guys away. Happy trails, Rat said. He helped me into the helicopter and stood there for a moment. Then he did an odd thing. He leaned in and put his head against my shoulder and almost hugged me. Coming from Rat Kiley, that was something new. On the ride into Chu Lai, I kept waiting for the pain to hit. But in fact, I didn't feel much. A throb, that's all. Even in the hospital, it wasn't bad. When I got back to Alpha Company 26 days later in mid-December, Rat Kiley had been wounded and shipped off to Japan, and a new medic named Bobby Jorgensen had replaced him. Jorgensen was no Rat Kiley. He was green and incompetent and scared. So when I got shot the second time in the butt along the Song Trabong, it took the son of a bitch almost 10 minutes to work up the nerve to crawl over to me. By then, I was gone with the pain. Later, I found out I'd almost died of shock. Bobby Jorgensen didn't know about shock, or if he did, the fear made him forget. To make it worse, he bungled the patch job, and a couple of weeks later, my ass started to rot away. You could actually peel off chunks of skin with your fingernail. It was borderline gangrene. I spent a month flat on my stomach. I couldn't walk or sit. I couldn't sleep. I kept seeing Bobby Jorgensen's scared white face, those buggy eyes and the way his lips twitched, and that silly excuse he had for a mustache. After the rot cleared up, once I could think straight, I devoted a lot of time to figuring ways to get back at him. Getting shot should be an experience from which you can draw some small pride. I don't mean the macho stuff. All I mean is that you should be able to talk about it. The stiff thump of the bullet, like a fist. The way it knocks the air out of you and makes you cough. How the sound of the gunshot arrives about 10 years later, and the dizzy feeling, the smell of yourself, the things you think about and say and do right afterward, the way your eyes focus on a tiny white pebble or a blade of grass, and how you start thinking, oh man, that's the last thing I'll ever see, that pebble, that blade of grass, which makes you want to cry. Pride isn't the right word. I don't know the right word. All I know is, you shouldn't feel embarrassed. Humiliation shouldn't be part of it. Diaper rash, the nurses called it, and in joke, I suppose. But it made me hate Bobby Jorgensen, the way some guys hated the VC, gut hate, the kind of hate that stays with you, even in your dreams.